Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Let's tell the world all the things we've done. Falling in love in the setting sun. I've got a song and a smile so bright. I'll make you wish.
It is 34 minutes after the hour. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria. Kara Schilling is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Let's see what next she pushes in the button department. Everybody ready? Listening? Oh, listen to this! Wow!
It's in July.
Yeah! Cranking it up.
He's checking it twice.
We've got four different versions.
We got four different versions. Diana Ross, the Supremes. Who else have you got?
That's
the boss.
That's one I knew.
Yeah. Can you believe that Victoria didn't know that there were 900 versions of the song around?
I don't know why. I just didn't
That's
know
you,
that.
You've grown up in too many Quaker services at Christmas time.
There you go.
Who's this? Crank this up.
The Mariah Carey version.
I was going to say Mariah. Yeah, right. Sounds like Mariah Carey. All right. 5 months until Christmas.
You're killing me.
Okay, Santa's...
Can I
from
make
all
you
around
sick
the
for a
world.
Second?
What? Who? What?
Can I make you sick for a second?
Did you or will you?
No, can I?
No, I've been sick for 3 days. I don't want to be sick anymore. What's
no,
the matter?
No, I already started my Christmas shopping.
You started it already?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do make me sick.
My Roberta goal is to be done by September.
Really? Good for you. Well, there's a big gathering in Copenhagen this week for the World Santa Claus Congress. An annual conference, Santa Clauses from around the world network, meet the public, get into shape. There are 140 Santas from 12 countries this week gathered in the Danish capital. Santa Cherry from Canada, who is taking part for the fifth time, said there was much more to being a Santa than just putting on the clothing. Quote,
sure.
A successful Santa is not just about the costumes and the clothing. You have a Christmas spirit in your heart. You have that walk. You have to have love of children and caring and be a giver in order to be a successful Santa. It's not something you can make up. It's been in you, and people will know that it's in you. They can see it. So anyway.
You have to be really good at being peed on by kids in malls.
Ew. Ew, ew.
Yeah, I think that's part
that's
of it.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah right. Yeah,
we used to have a Santa who listened to this show. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Santa B. Maybe he still does.
Yeah,
and every year Christmas, he would send me a little Santa message. It was fun.
Yes. Yeah, right. I remember that well. Thank you for reminding us of that. So those of you who are in the heat of all of this stuff, this is something, as we are in the middle of summertime, they're at it again, these guys from the climate control, wherever, what's this groups. We have had the hottest June ever recorded, or at least, okay, so the records go back 236 years to 1880. Let's go back 236,000 years, or 236 million years, and find out what the record-breaking temperature circumstances were. For those of you who want to be scared, and listen not only to that baloney, but also to yet another report out today that cows are bad because they have too much gas. My suggestion is that you bring some of those cows to the Democratic National
That's what
Committee
I was gonna say.
Convention next week, and you can be in there with all the people that are going to eat beans and fart everywhere. And then after that's all over, you can tell me that this was a horrible...
We should probably recap the story in case people missed it. So there is a contingency of Bernie Sanders supporters who are saying that they're going to eat the most offensive foods possible, beans, broccoli, whatever anything else makes you toot, and that they're going to actually be releasing gas in the convention as a protest against Hillary Clinton.
All right. They're going to fill up balloons, and then you can get a kind of helium that smells like, what is it? What's the smell of eggs, rotten eggs? It's
begins sulfur. With
sulfur. Sulfur, right. Yeah, yeah. Fill up balloons with sulfur and then explode them over the floor of the convention.
Are you so glad that we don't have to go cover this thing? I'm telling you. With the safety concerns at the RNC and the poop concerns at the DNC,
people.
I'm glad I don't have to go.
Oh, my God. send that jerk Cruz over there, too. He can he'd be well received.
Oh, he'd be happy to speak, I'm sure, if you invited him.
Right, exactly. All right, anyway, I'm not going to go off on my toot, if you'll pardon the pun, on cows and how good they are for the environment. If the cows are a problem, then so are sheep, horses, goats.
Yeah,
chickens.
Why do cows get singled out? Do
because
produce more methane? They're larger, maybe.
Well, they have their systems. This are the ignoramuses that come up with this stuff. Cows produce microbes in their digestive system that, when dropped through their poop onto the ground, spread out into the soil and help make it more productive, make the photosynthetic process work much better. It's much healthier. I would love to have a debate. Somebody see if you can find one of these characters and bring them on the air. I would like to debate with them the nuance of methane versus the contributions the cows make in their poop. We'll have a debate on the air about that.
It'll be the most riveting.
Be the most listened to thing.
So
on
that
the
would
radio.
Be the next segment of Gas Talk, right, Jen?
All right, let's see here. Speaking of Gas Talk, it seems that we got television news coming up in a moment. Should we save the Roger Ailes story from there, or you want to talk about it here?
Whichever. Yeah, whatever you want. Let's just talk about it now. Why not?
So there's a revolt going on here, and I'm wondering how the Murdochs are going to deal with this.
Because this is
apparently,
a big deal.
It's really very interesting. I wouldn't have paid much attention to it, except that O'Reilly is on the top of the list. Pretty much everybody who works there has said, 50 or so people that work on the air have said, okay, you fire Ailes, we're leaving. Which means that they've all talked to Ailes. Ailes says, I'll set up another cable channel. You guys all come with me. That's basically what this means. So he's already figured out how to get a hold of another cable channel, get these guys over there. Now,
or better yet, go to a suffering network like MSNBC.
Yeah,
you don't even have to recreate the wheel and just be like, look, try something different, guys.
Yep.
You know, here's a staff.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was maybe in the works, Jennifer, because they need somebody to fund it.
Because starting a huge network and getting affiliate clearances and stuff,
money.
I mean, that takes a long time.
Right, yeah. So anyway, pretty much all of them have said...
This list is insane. Basically, the only person not on board is Megyn Kelly.
Right. Yeah.
And Megyn Kelly said that she was hugged inappropriately in 2006. Good God. That was 10 years ago. Say something if it is bad and offensive.
Well, that's the whole thing.
Sean Hannity, O'Reilly, Greta Van Susteren. I mean, the list is the entire cast of Fox and Friends, all of the five, Kimberly Guilfoyle, Eric Bolling. I mean, everybody. Everybody.
I don't watch Fox News. I don't watch news at all, really, in general. But what's the beef that everyone has with Megyn Kelly? I don't get it.
She's a zero vapid.
Like, everyone hates her.
They're not a hater. She's just an
hater. There are a lot of anonymous sources from Fox that are saying that they absolutely can't stand her.
But she's an opportunist. She
right.
would be nothing from nowhere if it hadn't been for Donald Trump. Go ahead.
Right. I think that's when things started to change. That's when she did the piece in Vanity Fair. She went on Howard Stern. She became the story instead of reporting the news. She became the story. And I think that's when Hannity and O'Reilly, who were probably already competitive with her because they're all fighting to be top dog in primetime. But, you know, that's probably where that started. But have O'Reilly and Hannity, who don't like each other, join forces against her, that must mean they really don't like Megyn Kelly.
Right.
Well, but the thing is, you see how vapid she really is under the circumstances. And is it men versus women? I think you'd have a hard time making that argument, given the list of people. I mean, Monica Crowley is as vapid as they come, as far as I'm concerned. And,
well, but Greta Van Susteren is not.
Kimberly
Guilfoyle, as much as her voice is annoying, she's got brains. And
Greta
Judge Jeanine Pirro.
Greta's got it. Greta has it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So, anyway, it'd be interesting to see how it all shakes out. But it's what a drama. It really is. Very interesting drama.
Well,
43.
And on top of all that, Megyn Kelly's contract is up. So they let all these people walk, and Megyn Kelly will walk, too.
Well, she's going to walk to no place because they won't bring her. I would bet after she said that what she did about Ailes, if he goes and runs in your network, you think he's going to hire her?
Well, maybe they'll put her on The View where, you know, something like that.
I mean, I think she's going to go to like ABC, NBC, CBS. She wants to be
lost.
The next Barbara Walters.
Nah, she'd get lost. Yeah, she doesn't have it. She's
well, that's why I was saying maybe like downshift into The View, and then she could be like the top dog on The View.
Nah, never.
On that note, 92-year-old Helen Thomas, who is a perfect example of that, has left us.
Perfect example of not calling attention to yourself.
Right.
Yeah, but letting everybody else do it for you. What a character she was.
Yeah.
She was a character. I sat next to her in the White House briefing room once, and at a Radio Row, she was there making her rounds once, and she always kind of seemed confused to me. She just felt like she didn't know what was next. But she was like a grandmother. Everybody there took very special note and care of her. And so I remember when she retired, wasn't there a big party or something? She always sat in the front row.
Yeah.
And would get called on first, or at the end, she'd say when the news conference was over, "Thank you, Mr. President." That was always Helen Thomas who said that.
Yeah.
Always. So anyway, she passed away at the age of 92. Quite a character. 45 past the hour.
Today on AppCheck, VidRhythm. Video sample yourself and your friends, then let VidRhythm mash it into a crazy video remix. Lame name, fantastic app. You'll love VidRhythm.
It's a hit.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Everybody's heard of worker burnout, but have you ever heard of kid burnout? Happens a lot with very gifted children. Here's the social science of it. Case study, a gifted 15-year-old violinist on his way to a great career. Then one day he quits, never picks up a violin again. It's sort of like a midlife crisis at age 15. What happened?
Tell me and I'll kiss you.
When kids are young, they think like kids. Learning is fun. But when they hit puberty, we expect them to be more logical, more adult-like. As a result, many kids no longer enjoy those things which once gave them pleasure. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, don't be so quick to push your kids to grow up. If you do, you may be pushing your child away from the things they love to do. Comments? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute and this edition of...
I'm not going to do that again.
Episodes of...
Try and take a picture while I'm going 70. That's something I wouldn't do. That and ride behind a dump truck. I'm not going to do that again.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
I'm not going to do that again.
Do what?
Probably take my camera out and try and take a picture while I'm going 70. I see people doing it, but it's not something you ought to do. That and answering cell phones. I did take a picture while I was riding, but I've never tried to talk on my cell phone. But I've seen people do it. That's something I wouldn't do. That and ride behind a dump truck.
American Biker Minute.
Give those dump trucks some room.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He's the first player to return to the NBA after a kidney transplant, and his Memorial Day miracle shot helped lead the San Antonio Spurs to their first world title.
Into Sean Elliott. He fires the three. And
so where is Sean Elliott now? After retiring in 2001, Sean worked for NBC, ABC, and ESPN before settling in as color commentator for local TV broadcast in San Antonio. The Spurs honored Sean in 2005 by retiring his jersey. Sean made headlines in 2012 when Sacramento Kings player DeMarcus Cousins confronted Sean after Sean criticized DeMarcus on air for trash talking. Looks like Sean Elliott's on a mission to stop trash talking. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Can't keep my hands to myself. Hands to myself.
So it's music time in this hour. Most every hour we try to have a musical focus here. It's 23, almost 24 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Selena Gomez.
But people say what they want to say. And you should know if I could, I'd breathe you in every single day. Oh, cause all of the doubts in the outbursts keep making
social media in the focus here with this 23-year-old star, quite influential on Instagram. As a matter of fact, it appears Selena's worth about $500,000 every time she messages for a particular brand or a product.
It's incredible.
She has 200 million followers.
Is that all?
Advertising bonanza, that is. She has 90 million Instagram followers, has partnered with Coca-Cola, Pantene. She doesn't inundate her fans with sponsored content, but when she says something, apparently it has some impact. So this is the way, by the way, you can make money. A lot of people do it. Maybe not this kind of dough, but there are a lot of people making money pushing various things.
Yep.
I thought it was not legit to actually push a product in an outright way on Twitter, especially. A lot of Shazamming going on at the Republican National Convention. This is one I have a hard time with. I cannot believe these people are so out of touch. They don't know Queen, We Are the Champions. But now they've found out, they did a little measuring, they, whoever Shazam is. Cleveland was not exactly on the top of the usage.
Shazamming list.
List. But because so many people were trying to figure out what this song is from Queen, a lot of it, I find that who doesn't know, even no matter what age you are, that this is one of those universal anthems.
Yeah, it's one you know for sure.
Yeah. All right, so that's the Shazamming story. Meanwhile, on the sadder side of things, I thought it was interesting. Brian Adams knew Gary Marshall, didn't have a lot of time to know him, but he enjoyed the time he spent working on the material for the Broadway adaptation of Pretty Woman.
That'll be an interesting Broadway.
Yeah, I thought it would be interesting.
If you watch social media, he touched so many people. It's amazing.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
Adds to his
right
appeal.
Yep. So, anyway, when does the Pretty Woman musical start? Does anybody know?
They're still writing it because Brian Adams wanted to do the music, so he hooked up with the producer or the director, yeah. Jerry Mitchell, who directed Kinky Boots and Hairspray on Broadway. So now he's writing. I think he's already written 3 original songs.
Really?
For it.
Oh, cool.
So it'll probably do in previews maybe next year sometime.
Well,